So, guys, for anyone that's just joining, this is the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast, as I'm sure you know. We're here today with a superstar. She's one of my friends. She's one of my incredible female influencers in my life. She's one of the biggest voiceover actresses in the world. She's somebody who you will have seen maybe Jade on Apex Legends.
Lifeline Apex Legends. Jade Mortal Kombat.
Jade Mortal Kombat. Ladybug in Ladybug.
Yes, Tiki for Ladybug. And you're getting the, I'm Zul'Jara in the new World of Warcraft Midnight that comes out like yesterday, now that you guys are hearing this.
So. We love this. Yeah. She's such a big voice that you've heard. Oh. We're going to hear some of the voices today.
I'll pay you later, Nick.
Yeah, we got to get some of the voices so y'all can remember and recognize. Oh my goodness, that is her. I recognize that. How exciting. I know some people come up to you and they're like, oh my God, she's such an amazing actress. You're such an amazing human. You're an artist, first and foremost. You have the most incredible music. You just dropped your vinyls, your 500 private collection of your vinyls. I got 0001.
You did. And sorry, guys, there's only 450 left.
I know. Like, I can't believe they've gone that quick. Exactly. Of course. That's what we love about this, is the exclusivity of it. And your music is sensational. Your music is something which is just pioneering a new lane, a new way, the essence of your music. We're going to talk all about it today. This is Melody.
Hi. I feel like, oh my gosh, that introduction. Can we just put that on repeat? You have a way of highlighting your friends and putting them in starlight. It's really beautiful. And that's how we met.
I was going through
a really difficult time. I think we eventually both were. We've kind of
I remember that bathroom
table tennis
phone call.
Back and forth. Whenever our darkest part of the longest night, we get to be starlight for each other.
Right. I remember that. Yes.
And you don't know. You sent a voice message for me and you're like, sweetheart, I just have it in my heart. I would love for you to come to Morocco. Let's spend some girl time.
Yes.
And it was right before the pandemic, so we didn't end up getting to do it. But I was in a bathroom listening to it, kind of wondering if I was going to stay in this rough relationship I was in.
Right, right.
And that was the day. The sound of your voice.
Oh my gosh.
Was the day I was like, yeah, we're done.
Whoa, we're done. That is incredible. Like, God sent me like a messenger into your relationship.
Because I was like, everything should feel like this.
Right.
That encouragement, that kindness. I was like, I've got my girls around me. And it was a hard one. Whew, it was a hard one to let go. Because sometimes people can love you very much, but not very well.
Ooh, mic drops. Give me that again.
Some people can love you very much, but not very well.
Wow.
And Natasha's one of those friends that kind of brings it. I mean, you have to judge a tree by its fruit, and you're like, where's the fruit? And it was rotten.
Mm.
And it made me feel terrible. And so much
not
kindness.
My friendship.
No,
the thing
I was in. We will clarify, but you're like, girl, you deserve better. And it's nice to hear that, but there is a moment, and for me, I was with my best friend, Christabel, who is incredible. We were on a road trip, and it was the middle of the night. I got up, and she was in England. I was in the States. So I got up in the middle of the night, and here was this voice note from you. And it was like my two angels on my shoulders that were like, it's time to do something more with your life.
Oof. Did you have the conversation with the partner that day?
No, I was out of town. I had it with Christabel.
Wow.
I was like, yeah.
I'm done.
And this is, you're getting the down low. And I feel bad because if he's listening, he'll be like, oh, was that early? But yeah, it was that moment where I was like, that was it.
Almost does that help?
No, I'm okay. No, but I don't know. You just, some steps are really difficult to take. Mm. But when you've got someone holding your left and your right hand with you, and you were that to me.
Mm.
And I know that maybe less than a year later, I got a voice note and a phone call from you as well.
Ooh, right. And I remember that so clearly. And that was like, I think I need to get out of this too.
Yeah.
I remember that. And then 360ing all the way to now.
Being in the same city.
In the same city. We're literally neighbors.
The story is going pretty well. I'm just saying. Our story is going pretty great.
You're a superstar, singing your heart out on tour and just freaking meeting the world, signing autographs every single weekend. I can never reach you because you're in another city doing signings.
Well, look who's talking.
Oh, I love you.
You're always in another city making somebody else's dreams come true. And I love when I get to be at some of your events, kind of, you know, off the sidelines and listen to people tell you the same story.
Yeah.
You're an activator,
You, I like that.
You have a gift.
Yeah. I really believe everyone in life has a gift. I feel like we're born with a purpose inside of us, and every one of us, it's up to us to unwrap that gift. Like, inside of you is this gift that's just waiting to be revealed to the world. And the more that you tap into that and start wondering, well, what is my gift? That is your purpose. When you start to realize what you're good at, what other people tell you're good at, it's not the thing that you don't love to do. It's not the thing that you have to do. It's the thing that you need to do because it fuels you. Like, when I don't do my purpose every day, I don't feel alive. When I don't wake up every day and work towards helping somebody, going on stage, going on my podcast, or going on another show and doing something to activate, as you say, the activator, to help other people, I'm not in alignment with my purpose.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we, you know, again, like I said, some people love you very much, but not very well. I think we sometimes the story we tell ourselves is, I wish they loved me, you know, more. I think you just wish they loved you better. And there is a thing, and it's no, not putting blame on anyone, but there are certain people in your lives as friends, as lovers, as husbands, as soulmates, whether it's romantic or otherwise. But there's something about their essence that literally chemically changes you, activates you. There's a quantum level of excitement, of inspiration.
Wow.
And you met me at a time, or we met each other at a time where I was so distant from my art. I was physically recovering from this car accident, so I was in pain all the time. And I sort of equated life with pain.
I remember that. And I remember going through that season by your side, like helping you detach from that pain, knowing that pain is just temporary. Because I remember 2 years before I met you was my darkest time, was when I hit rock bottom and the weight of the world was so heavy and I was in physical pain with a sickness. I was in debt and I didn't know how to get out.
Yeah.
And that is how I was able to relay it to people like you.
Well, and I think you really touched upon that point where sometimes we're deep in the pain and there is a moment where there is no yesterday or tomorrow. You feel like it will always be now,
right?
Like that difficult time. Right. And please, if anyone's listening to this and you're at the death of dreams, it's temporary. It's temporary. If you're in the void, that is from which all things come. Take a breath in that moment and know that there's something that comes later. I've had several acquaintances in work that have chosen not to be here anymore. Wow. In the last couple of years. And I think it's because they think that moment is going to stretch out into eternity. But it's the beginning of what comes next.
Wow. I mean, you can tell she's a lyricist, guys. I mean, you're just, it's so beautiful. Do you transcend the pain into your music? Like, how does it transcend across into the words? Because when I listen to your songs, they're lyrics that you've never heard. It's like sentences and phrases you've never heard, but you love them and they warm your heart. And the titles of the songs, let's just give me the first three titles of some of the music.
French Riviera.
Right.
Honey Mouth.
I mean, these are usually, it's like, I love him, or like, you know, or like, fuck that bitch, or like, whatever, you know. Yours is so deep and meaningful. Like, Honey Mouth, give me another.
Stealing Moonlight.
Like, don't you see? Like, they're so invigorating. They're so refreshing.
Don't you just want to put her in your pocket? I am a lyricist for sure, and a writer. And I experience music like paintings. So I see colors, and it's almost like a movie that's coming into focus. And it's just the inspiration. So a lot of times the song will come to me almost all at once. I had some co-writers on this one. And I love this album, Stealing Moonlight, that's coming out the end of March. It's very, it's analog synths and orchestral music. So it's cinematic indie pop for your midnight drives.
Cinematic indie pop for your midnight drives. That is powerful. I feel like I'm gonna drive along and I'm gonna get that feeling of French Riviera when I listen to it. I'm gonna get that midnight like feeling of, and you know what, you're right, Miley Cyrus has a song about midnight, and it's like there's something around it which just makes, I just want to listen to it, you know. I want to listen to it at night, and I want to indulge in the lyrics, and just, it brings up emotion, I believe, that needs to be released.
I think this album for me is very unapologetic. It's about feelings that you have that may not last forever, but each song is about the moment the feeling exists.
I love that.
Kind of like the arc of an unexpected affair, but then the ebb and flow of the aftermath.
So beautiful. Like, did you write all of it?
I always write the lyrics, yes.
For, wow. And, do you have other writers?
Melody. We do. I had some co-writers. I do write melody and lyrics, but mm-hmm. Michael Herring, we call him Fish, an incredible guitar player. He works most of the time with this up-and-coming artist named Christina Aguilera. And I borrowed some of her band. Stevie Black helps with the orchestrations on the album. He mm-hmm. works with Chapel Roan, Olivia Rodrigo, Pink. Just really, really talented string player.
So beautiful.
And Alexander Burke, who is one of my composing partners. Alex is like a professor. He has so many analog synths. And I'm the thing about analog synths is they have to be dialed in. So the sound can be created, but it's almost never the same thing twice. Mm. These are from the 70s, 80s, 90s occasionally. But French Riviera started with this synth arpeggio that you'll see that opens the album, and that became the whole song.
What gives you your inspiration when you're writing? Like, where, like, are you, does it suddenly come to you, or do you write for other people even if you're not going through it? Because I've always dated artists, right? And I'm sitting literally with one right now writing his album, and he'll write about, like, the craziest stuff. He's an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. And when he talks about certain things that are obviously not in his life right now, like being with two girls at this time of the evening, and I'm like, wait, where have you been? He's like, no, I'm writing for other people, for what they might be experiencing. But then the rest of the songs are very obvious. They're about me.
Yeah, I love
but
that.
But like, because he's going through the emotion. Yeah. Ah, I know, we need to do a listening party again at the house.
Excuse us for a minute. Right. Yeah, let's talk.
Oh my God, girl, literally. But where do you get that from? Like, are you writing about your personal
experience? I can write for other people, but as an artist, this is usually my personal experience. Sometimes it hasn't happened yet. I get these images when I'm playing music, listening to music, and it's like I'm narrating the portrait, the painting. French Riviera, as soon as Alex, we were in the studio, we have this game we call A Moment's Notice, where we just write songs on the spot, and a lot of them will end up on an album. And this one was just this arpeggio drone on the Juno, and it reminded me of a moonlight kiss, a very unexpected kiss. And I imagine what would have happened if I'd stayed. We don't live in the same country. Just like a beautiful friendship, but it went beyond in this kiss. And we were responsible.
Is it real?
Oh, it's very real, yeah.
Ah, I love this. Who is this guy, babes?
He knows who he is. But we were responsible, and I got on the plane and I left. And French Riviera is a love letter never sent. Like, what would have happened if I'd stayed?
Wow. So, really, this is like your love letter to the world.
Yeah, I think it's very much those things that the words left unsaid.
Oh my God, you're something else. Like, when I listen to you, I just want to like keep listening to you. Aww. Okay, talking about voices, because this is great, and we're gonna go on to the vinyls in a minute.
Yeah.
But just for fun, for anyone listening, because you obviously know this queen, this actress sitting with us, give me some of the voices.
They're so cute.
Let's do it. I want to hear them.
We have Tiki from Miraculous Ladybug.
Let's go.
Everybody has a little something inside of them to make them miraculous, especially you.
Isn't it insane? She goes from like 30-year-old adult to like, oh my God, to like, you know what I mean?
It's just a thing. I was an only child, had a lot of time alone. Jade from Mortal Kombat.
Lifeline from Apex Legends. She's always got your back. Catwoman. Hello, citizens of Gotham.
I have a brand new character in World of Warcraft, Zul'Jara. She just came out, and she is fierce. She's such a warrior. I don't even know if I can do her, because she's like, she's an early morning girl, but she's a warrior and strong.
Wow.
Like, she's really
a
like,
real woman.
Ooh, yeah. She's...
Where do you find it? Like, do they give you direction? Do they say, okay, you have to sound like you're Jamaican for this one, or you have to sound, and like, you're a mix anyway, so for you could do anything.
I do pull from my own heritage, North African and Polynesian. Mm-hmm. I'm Ethiopian and Welsh, and so sometimes I'll pull from my own heritage. They will give some guidelines, but sometimes we're lucky enough to get illustrations. And something, you know, because I relate to music and voice with color, it's like I can see this beautiful sketch that they've got of the characters, and it informs the rhythm and the ebb and flow of the voice.
Whoa! So you've chosen some of the voices of these characters?
Well, yeah, they describe it, and then they love it, and that's what brings us in. But those are, it's just a magic moment. Some of it is from you, but these characters are almost, they're almost like spirits, like the sense where it calls out to you to have their story be told. And so it starts with you, but as you get into a symbiotic relationship with the writers and the directors, it takes on a whole life of its own. I mean, please check it out. World of Warcraft has an audiobook lore for Zul'Jara, Legend of the Amani, and I listened to it, and it's the first time I realized what it's like for them, because I feel like, is that me?
Wow.
I feel like my ancestors said, move over, gal. We have to tell a story. It's stunning.
I have goosebumps. That's wild.
Definitely look into that.
The audiobook.
Yeah, it's an hour and 10 minutes of the background of my character, the story of my brother and our history in the Amani, and it's beautiful. But I listen to it for a lot of times as an actress or a voice actress or a singer, you kind of listen to your voice and you're thinking, I wish I'd done this a little differently. I listen to this, and part of it's because of Blizzard and how they produce. It's
right.
Immaculate. I listen to it, and I just couldn't believe that was me.
This is because wild.
Because the writing was so beautiful, I stepped out of myself, and it's as if my ancestors literally just said, move over, we have a story to tell.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
A bit like Moana.
Yes.
It's like, so people come up to you, because you have a huge fan base. Do they, when they see you, because you're doing voice sometimes in some of your roles, you're the star. That's Aww. You. So how do, like, when they see you, are they, because obviously it might be animated for one of them. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do they still see you as Tiki?
Do
you get what I, you know what I mean?
They do.
Like, wow.
And I think now, because they will film us while we are recording, like Tiki for the film, when I'm singing, you are Ladybug. I remember being like, you are, I don't know if we can sing that.
No, you can.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know? I think you probably can. Yeah, you're singing.
Our Ladybug. And she's like, obviously not. And she's, you know, she has her eyes.
Wow.
And then when you see the animation, you see her being like, well, obviously not. Precisely. And so my eyes are on this animated character.
Because they film you with your, no way.
And so that informs the animators. Same thing with Lifeline from Apex Legends. We started doing more face cap.
That is so
It's
cool.
wonderful to see shades of you in the characters. So
that's amazing. Oh my God, I love it. I've always loved it. I've always felt your voice is a safe place. Like whenever I pick up the phone to you, I feel safe.
Oh, I love that. That's what I want to be, a sanctuary.
Yeah, a sanctuary. I feel certain friends you feel, I know this sounds crazy, but certain friends you go on the phone to and you feel like everything's going to be okay.
Oh.
You're one of them.
I want that. I want that. And my fans, it's so strange because the voice has such a quantum signature that it is you, even if it's you across different universes.
Mm.
And so, especially with gaming, they end up listening to your voice for hundreds of hours.
Oh, I know.
So when they walk up to you, and it was different at about 2022 after the pandemic, you know, doors kind of opened. I think voice actresses, actors, before, we used to be kind of on the sidelines. You know, you'd want to see your film and TV stars, and then we were off in a corner. People played our games or watched our TV shows for hours and hours. And so when they came to meet my co-stars and I in 2022, 2023, 2024, there was this familiarity. Like, we kind of went through the end of the world together, all of us, right?
Wow. Did you speak in the voice when you meet the fans for the characters?
They ask for it sometimes. I don't. I'm just Mella.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes they'll go, can you say it? I'll be like, Mozambique here, you know. Or they love to have Tiki go, you can do it. I believe in you.
Wow.
You're a hero with or without the costume. And
wow.
I think I was aware of younger fans, but there are 60, 70-year-old people that they want to hear it too. And so we've become
amazing.
Friends through my voice.
Wow.
And
so your voice is a safe space.
It is a safe space, and my fans are my safe space. Like, I moved 26 times before I was 21.
26 times.
I was always the new kid. I was afraid a lot. And now that I get to go all over the world, I get to meet new people, but it's as if the world is this great big warm room, right?
So beautiful.
And people are so kind, and I get to reimagine the world as a safe place because I was frightened a lot as a child. And I think it informed my decisions with my partners, you know, not speaking up for myself,
not advocating for myself.
Right.
You know, but I was lucky enough in this transition, like I have a great career. So, you know, I started advocating for myself professionally, but then I would meet friends like you and learning how to advocate for myself personally.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful now is that when I meet my fans, we're safe space for each other, but I get to tell them, you know, I've been to the death of dreams and I'm on the other side.
Wow. Wow. What is the death of dreams?
Oof. I think we all have an image of who we want to be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's who we think our parents want us to be, mm-hmm. who we think our loves want us to be, and we're chasing it. And there comes a moment, I think, in everyone's life where you decide to end that kind of life.
Yep.
Or begin who you really are.
Right.
Who you were meant to be. Because it's not sustainable. And I think people that are attracted to you and I are a lot of support characters. We naturally are those instigators, activators. Yes. We encourage other people. But you and I both have been to that death of dreams place where who's encouraging us? So we have literally, we're in a place where we have trash bags of clothes. We've both been there.
Girl.
Okay. And not sustainable. So when you lost everything, you're real careful about what you pick up. And it's not just because you don't have anything to, like, you may only have one suitcase.
Right.
But it's a metaphor for what our life became. We only have so much we can carry. And you're real careful about it. The people you put back in, the dreams you put back in. So when you've been to the death of dreams, you have to be real careful about what you put back in your heart. Mm. It has to be sustainable. It has to be life-giving. Because you're at this place where any wrong move, and to be honest, it's like the edge of life, right?
Well, it really is. When you're so close to a dream and you're so close to giving up, it's that pinnacle point. It's like when they're digging for the gold, that story, and they're digging for the gold and they're digging in the mine for the gold. And then one day they give up and they say, you know what? We've been doing this for years and we haven't found it. The day they give up, they sell it to another company. That other company came in. This is a true story.
Yeah.
They started digging, and upon that first 2 hours, they found the gold. That is exactly the story for this. Death of dreams is when you are standing on what feels like the edge of a cliff. You're standing on the edge of that cliff and you feel like, I'm at the end of this. I can't do this anymore. I've wanted this my whole life. I've wanted this so fucking badly, and I feel like I'm at the fucking end of it, and I'm gonna just jump off. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily to your death. It just means to the end of this dream.
But you know what? U-turn. Yeah. Sometimes when you let go of the dream that you've been holding on for so long, it is like death of dreams can be like the death of your life, because you're living your second best life. And I felt like I was for a while. But you and I, I think we're the patron saints of late bloomers and second chances.
Yes. And you know, we also sit
it's never too late.
Never too late. That point where you are on the edge of what feels like a cliff, on the other side of the feeling of giving up is success. Just on the other side of that hill, of that challenge, because every problem is just a series of smaller challenges that you need to overcome. And so if someone is listening today and you want to give up, or somebody out there today, I don't know who you are, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I hope it reaches you. If you feel like you want to give up, just know people like Mela Lee sitting here today, myself, and so many other people just like you have been on the edge of what feels like the death of dreams. You should write a song called Death of Dreams.
Oh, I should.
100% do it, and probably be out by the time, you know, someone will watch this, it'll be on the album. And you're so close to it. Don't give up. Don't give up, because if your calling is worth the pain, then stay in it, because on the other side of that pain, on the other side of all that pressure, the blood, sweat, and tears, is success, is abundance, is bliss, is your birthright of joy and everything that you desire. You are minutes away from achieving your desire. Don't give up, because the world is so easy to give up on. Everybody around you, it's so easy. They'll say, you're not going to do it. Why are you carrying on? People look at someone who wants to be an artist, for example, and they'll be like, why do they carry on? But it's like, that's their sole purpose.
Right. And let me tell you something. I love math. I love math, right? And people go, ugh, I'm terrible at math. I didn't say I was good at math. I said I love math. And so I think a lot of people tell you, why you keep going? You're not the best singer. You're not the best artist. You're not the best moneymaker. You're not the best speaker. You don't have to be good at something to be successful at it.
I agree.
Yes. You have to love it.
You have to love it, girl. I agree. Talking about a love of things, were you born with this purpose? Like, you are such a good person to talk about this with, which is most people's biggest question, is feeling authentic. Being authentic is the most powerful energy that we as a human possess. And you are the most authentic person I know. And you can go as a chameleon between, I could take you to the ghetto and you're fine. I could take you to lunch with the queen, you're fine. You are perfect in any scenario. But you are somebody who lives their purpose. Were you born with this? Where did you find it?
I love that you said that. I think that's removing a lot. You know, you have to watch and listen. Everyone has a language. I feel very comfortable in a lot of environments. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to purpose, I think I always felt like other. I always felt outside of the moment, especially when you move a lot. People are talking about, remember last year? And I didn't. But I've understood now that everyone feels like other.
Wow.
And that if everyone is other, then we're all the same, right?
Yeah.
And I think we aspire sometimes to be this false like list, like a checklist, the skinniest, the tallest, the funniest, you know, with the perfect job, the perfect husband, wife, boyfriend, all of that. It doesn't exist,
right?
Do you know? I mean, you and I are perfect examples of like, well, this love didn't work. We're going to work on something else. Right?
Literally.
And I mean, I have to be very honest. And I remember letting go of good girl, put that in quotes. I have an extreme faith. I've always been lucky enough to feel God, creator, source all around me, ancients, angels, ancestors, others. I've never been alone. I had to feel that so that I would find home where I felt that around me no matter where I lived. I'd look up in the sky and see Orion and know it was the same sky no matter where I had moved. And
I feel that too.
So that purpose, I think, came from I've always known Mella. I didn't know how she fit in the world. But I think giving myself permission to exist because I did. And I think a lot of us want to be like, well, what am I giving to the world? You. The undeniable, beautiful math of you. There is no math in the universe that equals you. Like your struggles, your pains, your insecurities, your gifts, your point of view. It's like the world needs it.
So you are your purpose.
Yeah.
Oof, that is
and the
so
more we embrace
powerful.
Our authenticity and what makes us different, because you know, math would be boring if it was 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + it's the same number, right? When we have those, even the meme where the math is going around their head, it's all of like the square roots and the coefficients, because that's what makes math exquisite and beautiful. That's
when it becomes physics.
Yeah. Oh.
And then it becomes quantum physics,
and it's you know, we're not easy math.
No.
And I think a lot of us try to make ourselves easy math for the world, but unapologetic, you know, the math of our mistakes is important. Like our purpose includes the math of our mistakes.
Wow. This is so beautiful. I just know someone's out there today like, how do I find my purpose?
Oof.
For me, finding my purpose, and I want to know you as well, like, we know we were born as us, right? Yeah. Like, you know, Mella is the gift.
Well, and what you just said, like, you know, you are the purpose.
Yes.
Your story is your purpose. I feel so moved by your story. And there were times when I think there were some people that are like, don't tell that part. It's kind of, it's rough. But then that informed your purpose.
Absolutely.
Your story informed your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding from it would just make you feel anxiety, small, hidden.
Yeah.
But the moment you embrace all of the math of you, your whole story, the dark and the light and the math of our mistakes, like that we have to have them, right?
We do.
And I think there's this impression as women, especially when you're successful, if I do everything perfectly, if I do everything on the list, then I'm successful. I did so many things wrong and my life turned out right. Unbelievably right. And I think it's important for us to share that as women who are knee deep in our dreams, that it wasn't because we made all the right decisions.
And it wasn't because 1 + 1 = 2. It was because 1 + 1 = 3.
Yep.
Or 100.
And that is why the bad times sometimes turn into the good. That's why the bad things we go through become our breakdown, which becomes our breakthrough, which becomes who we are. Yeah. Like, we'll go through these trying times. We go through these tribulations. Like, I know we've both been through the craziest things, but it's brought us to now.
And you know what's funny? The moment you say we've been through the craziest things, you guys see my smile. It's like pain unites a people kind of thing where, yeah, like, we, it makes, yeah, me instantly be like, I'm okay with it, because it brings us closer together when we get to discuss it and navigate, yes, through it. And what a beautiful place. If you are in the death of dreams or that void or that I don't know what my purpose is, there's someone else that's feeling the exact same way.
So true.
And you taught me to celebrate myself like a holiday. So I tell my fans that. Celebrate yourself like a holiday, because the moment you do, you give someone else permission to do the same.
Yeah, it's so
and
true.
I love seeing you celebrate yourself in every season of your life. And it's so freeing to see it happen, because then it becomes something that I experience myself.
And it does, because when we stop looking at other women, at other men, at other people with things that we don't yet have, we look at it in a different set of eyes. And you're the queen of this because you live it. People admire to be like you as an actress. But also the other way, where you see things and you're like, wow, this is what we talk about, where we see it and it becomes our inspiration. Like, I look at a person who has the private jet. And I was on the jet yesterday. It wasn't my jet. I chartered it. But I once looked at somebody with the jet and went, I want to have my own jet. Well, now I fly private jet. But I'm getting closer to getting that jet. But if I'd looked at it like, why them? Like, oh, why not me? Why them? Why? Then you go into victim mentality.
Yeah, but if it's in your vision, it's in your vision.
You
feel me on that? Like, sometimes people want to say, why that? I was like, because it's just been put in your peripheral vision for a reason. Now you're ready for it. And it's funny. Yeah, when we were, I mean, we were stuck at home. It was the pandemic. And now both of us are flying all over the world. Like, I remember seeing you flying everywhere. I was like, gosh, I wish I was flying everywhere. And then last year was like 26 appearances in 52 days.
I know. We switched, girl. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't want to travel. I was like, you know what? And then the world gave me being pregnant. So I was, I said, I don't want to travel like this for a minute. I should be home with my son. And then God gave me another baby so I could really be home with my kids for a minute. And I really felt that. I really felt like when the world anchors you into different seasons, and it is a season. Like, right now, if you're not making money, go into hibernation season. Go and be in your hibernation of working, because success comes down to literally these five things. Your daily habits.
Okay,
so what you're doing every single day, systems, okay, there's probably even more than five, but we're just going to go through it. Focus, where your energy and your focus is every single day. So these things are literally what you're doing. This is all success is. It's boring as fuck, by the way, but that is what success is.
Nothing's boring when it comes out of Natasha's mouth.
Teams, who's around you, people working for you or people working with you in some way, collaboration, and then finally, visibility. These five things are everything. When it comes to success, success isn't this big flamboyant thing. Success is not what you do sometimes, it's what you do all the time. So if you are working on your systems, you're in that season, be in that season. I'm in my season of hibernation sometimes when I'm building a new product out. 3 months, I'm not going outside. Okay, I'll go to the gym, I'll go work out, I'll go hike. But I'm not really doing anything outside that time. Okay, and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, it's the end of the year. That's why you have to work on your visibility at the same time so you don't lose you. You have to work on building your brand and then you can insert your product. We got to build it, you know?
That was the album. Like, you know, I took a year to build the album.
Hibernate,
create. And now we've got the album coming out, but I'm also going to be working with an incredible composer, Oliver Schnee, and an orchestrator. So we're going to do Moonlight Orchestra, some orchestrated versions.
Oh, my God. This is going to be beautiful.
And then Moonlight Dance. So for the summer, we'll have a few dance mixes for you guys.
I love it. So
it's like a season now of creating.
Yes. Share with us, just for the final moments of today's beautiful energy on this show. I mean, you could tell we're friends because we started rolling for a minute. We sat down. We didn't even do an intro. It was like,
I feel embarrassed, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We just haven't seen each other for a few weeks.
You guys are really just a fly on the wall to our actual conversation. We do this at my house with tea. Like, this is actually what we do. This is like, which we
and
need
Anjali
to do.
And Anjali just stopped by. She got us some tea, by the way. She's hallelujah tea.
Nope. I missed her?
You missed her.
No.
You did. But she brought us some hallelujah tea.
Oh my God.
Yes. from her favorite store.
Let's make it. I love that. So beautiful. Okay. Tell us why you made the 500 only vinyls.
I have always wanted to have a vinyl. I was with a label before with my band, and this needed to be something I could physically touch. Mm-hmm. I'm very tactile. Mm-hmm. But this music is very 80s. It's organic, and it needed to be in an organic medium. Mm. And just Noiseland Industries did it. They did all of Prince's vinyls. Like, this vinyl is a revelation. Mm. Instead of a novelty, I put it on, and you can, it's like you're in the room with me. Mm. It's an intimate album, and I wanted it to be in a medium that when you either are holding it and you can see me in this vinyl, you can see the lyrics, and while you're listening to it digitally, or if you have a turntable, I highly recommend, you are in the room with me. You can hear me breathing. It's a private concert of an album.
So beautiful. I love it. I think it's so magical, and I've been a part of the movement of it and understanding you, and like, you've been in my life for so long. So I think this is so you, like having a vinyl. I mean, I couldn't think of anything more mellow. So guys, we're going to put a link to the vinyls. They may have gone, by the way, by the time you hit this, that, you know, this will be out from when we filmed it a couple of weeks later, but you're going to look down and see a link. They may already be gone. So if you've managed to get one, you are blessed. I have 001. I'm number 001, which is crazy because I was number 001 when I did my first TV show, the audition for it when I was 18. I knew I had it. So it's like a lucky thing for me. My mom always says, your numbers are 1111. Whenever I see 1111, I think of you across the other side of the world. And I'm like, wow, that's so beautiful. So Mella, you are such a beautiful energy. We've enjoyed so much today. I'm going to put Mella's handles below. Please leave us with a powerful quote that means something to you that you believe someone needs to hear today.
No matter what the day brings, you matter. It means something, and you make a difference. You made a difference in my life today by listening, and I love you now, and I love you always.
So beautiful. And when they get the vinyl, what does that give them access to?
The VIP vinyl bundle is an autographed, hand-signed, hand-numbered vinyl with a handwritten lyric book.
Ugh. I love that.
And autographed limited edition print. Mm-hmm. There are 150 left now of just the autographed vinyl. And there are 10 Date Everything, in case we have any Date Everything fans. And I will post a few other VIP experiences that might be up by the time this is going, but there'll be 10 each. And they include a Zoom breakfast with me, as well as the autographed vinyl and the handwritten lyric book and letters and just a really personal experience. Mm. I just want to make sure that you feel the love I put into the album in your own life. Mm. And I feel like handwriting is lost in today's
world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you'll have my actual handwriting and a letter that's written directly to you. Anyone that gets the VIP vinyl experience will have a piece of me on paper.
So beautiful. I love you so much, my girl. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You're amazing.
How
guys,
has it been this long?
I know, girl. We know. We're going to put a tea day in the diary. I hope y'all have enjoyed today's show. Share this with a friend, somebody who wants that magic in their life. Her voice is sensational, whether she's on camera or off camera. We call this off camera.
Right. Can I give you a discount code for your fans?
We would love that. Give us a discount code. Okay. Guys, if you did not get that, you're going to get a discount code for the vinyl.
NAT20. NAT20, 20% off of anything in the store, but especially the vinyl.
I'll put the link below, guys, so and, you can get that.
Yeah, it's a little nod to you, of course, but also my celebrity D&D. NAT20 is the perfect roll when everything goes right.
We love it. So beautiful. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Share this with a friend, with somebody who wants to be touched in the way that we were with each other's words today. If you want to find your purpose, I mean, just listen back and just ask yourself those questions and ask yourself the things that, what am I doing in the world that feels good? Who am I showing up as? And you'll find who you're really born to be. I love you guys, and I'll see you again next week for more. Bye for now.
Bye.